Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, I'm your host, and today my guests are folks from Anchorage Community Theater's production of William Inge's wonderful play, Bus Stop, that's currently in production. We have Krista Swording, who is the director of the show. Welcome to the show, Krista.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
We also have Jake Bouvet, who is playing a part in the show of Beau. Welcome to the show, Jake.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back. We also have Sarah Athens, who is the executive director of ACT. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Bus Stop. This is one of those plays written, I think, back in 1955 that's been around for a long time. I think Marilyn Monroe was in the movie version of it. People may remember that. But you're doing it this year, 2015. Krista, what's with this play? Are you doing something new with it? I mean, tell us something about the play, first of all, then just tell us about how you're making it palpable for a 2015 audience.
Yeah, I think we're doing kind of a fresh and contemporary take on this play. It was, as you say, first produced in 1955, so it's got some age on it. But it is a play about a bunch of people being stranded in a diner in rural Kansas in the middle of the night during a howling snowstorm. And people from all walks of life, really. So there is a bus that has been stuck that can't keep going ahead, and the passengers from that bus, but then also the people who are from this small town, who are running the diner and also the sheriff of the town. But as you said, there are some things that have changed since 1955. There are some relationships that read kind of problematic today. There are some implications, certainly, of domestic abuse that I think in most productions are really downplayed. And we have tried to kind of bring them into the light and understand them and to understand those characters and see how it plays out in a way that's not the traditional romantic comedy that it's typically played in terms of style.
Interesting. So, Sarah, the show's been running for a few weeks now. How has the audience reacted to this idea of treating it a little bit differently?
Yeah, ACT did the play in 2004, 2005. And so we have people coming out of the show who saw it then. And one of the things I'm excited to hear is when they come out and they say, this is completely different than the play I've seen before. And I'm really happy that people get the experience to see Bus Stop and still get to see a different play and see a different perspective on it and see how the times have changed it and Krista has changed it and we have changed it. So I'm really proud of that and I'm excited about it.
Well, you know, no matter how you approach a play, actors have to play characters. And Jake, you're playing a character in the play who... Well, tell us about your character, Beau.
Well, Beau is a rancher from Montana, and he decides to run the rodeo circuit to find himself a gal. And he finally does, and surprise, she doesn't want to be with him, and he can't fathom that. And he has this very... He has an anger... He thinks it's all very unjust. He thinks he's done everything to deserve a wife... So why won't this woman take him? And he takes that out on her a little and the surrounding cast.
So you say that, well, as a character, your character wants something from this person. And you said he takes it out on her. Is this getting to the idea, Krista, that you're talking about?
It really is. When Sarah and I first met, when she was just starting at ACT, we talked in particular about the relationship between Beau and Cherie, the nightclub singer, who he falls in love with and forcibly puts on the bus to take her with him to Montana. And how do we play that relationship? And it's not that Beau is a villain, because... As Jake would tell you, it's impossible to play a villain. You have to start by understanding why that character is doing what he's doing. And does he genuinely love her? What does he want from her? And does he understand that his actions are wrong? And one of the things I love is when I was watching the play again last weekend, his character, along with the character of Dr. Lyman, this alcoholic professor who has wandered into the diner in the middle of the night and takes a shine to this young waitress, Elma, played brilliantly by Maddie Cleaver, I should also say. Mm-hmm. how do you deal with those relationships? And both of those characters have moments of clarity. Both Beau and Dr. Lyman have moments of clarity that they come to at the end of the play. And the payoffs from those are huge in not just trying to play it as a silly romantic comedy. The emotional payoffs are huge, and it's incredibly moving at the end of the play. even for somebody who has seen it as many times as I have.
So you're talking about some characters who do things that we would look at today as being not...
scandalous, against societal norms.
But you also mentioned that the actor, of course, Bo, or Jake, has to play the character, not play the idea. As a director, you talk with your characters, you talk with your actors, rather. Were there things that came out of discussions with the actors, say with, I think, Jay Burns plays Lyman.
That's correct.
He's one of the characters in the play that is really, his actions are ones we look at as being particularly bad today.
Right. So he's Dr. Lyman, the alcoholic professor who is very smitten with this young waitress, Elma. And what we started off by doing was we did some table work. We talked about who these people were, where they came from, how did they get to the place where they're in the play, what causes their moments of revelation, and what do we think is likely to come out of it. And we start with the assumption that, obviously, you can't play a villain. You can never play a villain. You can play somebody who is flawed, who has done things that we would consider terrible. But how did they get there? So we're taking a really humanist approach to these characters.
Interesting. And Jake, let's go back to you for a second. Among all of this, there's still this. There's these people are put into a place in the middle of the night where there's like a they're stuck there, aren't they? And that must bring some tension into the characters. What does that do to you as an actor to approaching your character, putting into this sort of this teapot, if you will, of emotions?
Well, it's really interesting. When I come out a little into the first act. It ends up changing the whole dynamic that's going on stage, and it gets very heavy in there. And I find most of the time my heart is just racing, endorphins running through me, because he's just so upset with how unjust he thinks it all is. And there's a lot of tension between like his cowboy friend, and he's like, "You need to calm down." There's problems as I'm trying to make orders with the waitresses. It's a mess for everyone involved with me.
That sounds interesting. Well, this is Stage Talk for those of you just tuning in. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. We're talking about ACT's current production of William Inge's play Bus Stop. I've got Krista Schwarting here, the director, Jake Bouvet, who's playing Bo, and Sarah Athens, who is the executive director of ACT. Sarah, let's go to you. I'm sure you've seen the show a few times. Were you involved at all in the rehearsal process, or if not, coming in from an outsider's point of view in terms of the fact not being in the show, mm-hmm. What are your impressions of how the show is coming across and the ideas you've talked about already?
Yeah, I was not very involved in the rehearsal process. I met with Krista before they started rehearsal and told her how I felt about the play. I voiced some of my concerns about the relationship, particularly between Bo and Cherie. And I sort of said, I don't want to excuse this behavior on stage. I don't think it's appropriate for a community theater to have the audience leave feeling like it's okay to kidnap women and take them on a bus to marry you, whether they want to or not. So I really didn't want to excuse that. So I think that's the part that I played in rehearsal. And now seeing it, I feel like Krista and the rest of the cast have done an amazing job with that. I think when you watch the play, it really feels hard to watch at times. I think the ending, especially when, spoiler alert if you've never seen the play, when Cherie leaves with Bo at the end, you're sort of like, I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know if I want them to be happy. I don't know what's happening. And I think that that's what makes the play really compelling, is that confusion that the audience feels when they leave. I'm really pleased with that.
You know, we talk about William Inge as being, I think, a great American playwright, right there with Tennessee Williams. We're talking about mm-hmm. that before the show. And Jake, you performed in a Tennessee Williams play with me, in fact. I directed you in that show. The ending of Night of the Iguana is also up in the air as to, do you cheer for the people or do you not cheer for the people? Is that a mark, perhaps, Krista can answer this question, or anybody? Is that the mark of a play that is well written, that it can still ask those questions 60 years later?
I think this play has resonance that ripples out. And one of the things I've been excited about is people come out into the lobby and they're talking about it. And if you can leave a play and have a discussion, my husband and I probably had half an hour discussion about it, you know, after opening night. If you can leave the play and have a conversation about it, then that play is worthy. Mm-hmm. And it may be that you dislike the play, but if you have an emotional response that carries you to keep having a conversation about it, then that's a play that should be seen.
And Jake, you're shaking your head yes there. Is it something that you come out of the play having conversations with your friends about?
Oh, definitely. I've had plenty of friends see the show, and they have a lot to say about it. It's really nice to come out from backstage after the show and even have strangers like want to open this dialogue with me about like the character or the choices or like how I personally felt going through it. And I think that's great. I think plays that elicit emotional responses like that well after they've been written are really marks of timeless pieces.
Do you feel people actually connect to you with the character and perhaps don't like you?
I have in fact met some people. They're like, oh, you did great, but I'm having some trouble like not hate. I'm having trouble not hating you right now. And you know, that's perfectly fair.
What other reactions have you had from people coming out of the play, Sarah?
I think it's interesting because Cherie, the actress who plays Cherie, her mother came, and we have this little place to leave feedback notes, and she wrote, "So good, I wanted to get on stage and rescue my daughter." So I think that that's the response a lot of people have, is feeling like they want to be involved. Like, it's actually, when you're sitting in the audience, you can hear people breathing in and sort of having, like, awkward, uncomfortable little moments where they laugh and then they're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have laughed, or sort of breathing in, wanting to get up on stage. Like, I think that people in the audience really feel an active investment in what's happening.
And one of the things I want to say is by taking the emphasis and shifting it a little bit from just being a love story about Beau and Cherie, is we've really moved this to an ensemble piece. And I was so lucky to have the actors that are in the show. Every single last one of them I would work with again in a heartbeat, because everyone really bought into this vision of a darker and more naturalistic bus stop. And so I probably don't have time to name them all, much to my chagrin, but they are just a terrific ensemble. I think it's one of the best ensembles I've seen in stage in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, these types of shows kind of lend themselves to, especially when you're having a group of people stuck in a place that they have to deal with each other. So that if you don't have that, what do you have?
Well, and some of them never get to leave the stage, really. Maddie Cleaver barely leaves the stage. Jay Burns holds down the stage from the minute he comes in, and he exits, I think, once for about 2 minutes, and otherwise he's on stage the whole time. Scott Cantrell, who plays Beau's sidekick Virgil, is on stage almost the entire time. And I'm not naming all of the actors, and again, I'm sorry, but they're just so good in this show. And the fact that everyone really bought into this vision and has come together to communicate it, it's been really inspiring.
I want to go back to something you said in the beginning of our interview. You said this is no longer a romantic comedy. It's more of a realistic drama. You haven't taken all of the humor out of the play, I would assume. There's got to be some that still comes up. But you're changing the focus of what the play might have been.
Right, shifting the focus so it's not purely a love story, but no, there are some great moments of comedy. I think, because knowing the kind of playwright William Inge was, he was a darker, more naturalistic playwright, and I think we've taken it closer to maybe the tone of a lot of his better known work. But of course, there are romantic moments, but maybe it's not from the characters you expect them to be from. There is some great music at the start of the second act of the show, and people are tapping their toes and singing along sometimes. So William Inge gives us these moments of relief that punctuate these moments of drama.
Well, that's a great way to sort of sum up the interview here. I want to take this time to thank my guests, Krista Schwarting, who's directing, Jay Beauvais, who's playing Beau, Sarah Athens, who is the executive director of ACT, Anchorage Community Theater, talking about their current production of Bus Stop by William Inge, the great playwright, running now until September the 19th at ACT. For more information about this show, go to our Stage Talk calendar, and you can see a link to ACT's webpage, also about other shows in the area. Thanks a lot for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.